98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Israel is on high alert after a rocket attack from Lebanon. We have the story.
Biden and Harris hit the campaign trail together. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A man died this weekend north of Wichita when he was hit by a semi. That story is ahead.
Israel on high alert after Hezbollah fired 30 rockets from Lebanon toward northern Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces say no one was hurt. Fox's John Scott tells us more.
The strike comes as Israel braces for a potential major attack from Iran or its proxies in the Middle East. Iran is vowing vengeance for the assassinations of a Hamas and Hezbollah leader a couple of weeks ago. This all coming as Hamas is casting doubt over whether a ceasefire and hostage deal can be reached with Israel. The militant group says it will not attend negotiations scheduled for this Thursday. Instead, it's urging mediators to submit a plan based on the framework President Biden laid out earlier this year.
Israel's military is issuing evacuation orders in southern Gaza after launching a deadly strike on a school turned into a shelter in northern Gaza. Local health authorities claim at least 80 Palestinians were killed.
After exiting the presidential race, President Biden spoke about the decision in an interview with CBS Sunday Morning. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
President Biden speaking for the first time since he decided to withdraw from the 2024 presidential election. In an interview with CBS News, the president says it was a great honor to serve the country, but had an obligation to maintain democracy and defeat former President Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is surging in the polls since she took over as the Democratic Party's nominee.
And President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris.
An Overland Park man is dead after he was hit by a semi-truck in Harvey County Saturday afternoon.
The incident happened just after 3:20 p.m. in the northbound lanes of I-135 at milepost 24. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a vehicle was parked on the right shoulder of the interstate with a man standing in front of it. Due to heavy traffic, the semi was unable to move over to the left lane to pass the stationary vehicle. As the semi drove by, the man ran into the roadway and was struck by the right front corner of the semi. 44-year-old Richard Hall was pronounced dead at the scene. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two people were hospitalized after a motorcycle crash in Park City. That was yesterday near I-135 and 101st Street North. A motorcycle was pulling a small fiberglass trailer southbound on I-135 when the rear tire blew out and the driver lost control. Both the driver and passenger were thrown from the motorcycle. The driver, a 49-year-old man from Oklahoma with minor injuries. The passenger, a 46-year-old woman from Montana, serious injuries.
The price of gasoline is coming down again. The price of regular unleaded dropping 6 cents in the past 2 weeks for a nationwide average of $3.53 a gallon. Prices are also 37 cents lower than this time last year. Analyst Trilby Lundberg explains why prices are down this time around.
Usually it is oil that is causing an important change in gasoline, but not in this case. Oil ended up just about at the same spot it was at 2 weeks prior. Instead, it was a correction of supply in the Midwest region after a refinery, which had been down from bad weather, came mostly back up.
Lundberg also says good production levels and stock levels led to the decrease in price. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we are 10 minutes away from our live daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. Mitch, live in 10 minutes.
The Olympic Games come to an end in Paris. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles. That's in 2028.
There were some tense moments in Paris yesterday.
A man was arrested by Paris police for climbing the Eiffel Tower just hours before the Summer Olympics closing ceremony. The shirtless man was seen climbing the tower just above the Olympic rings that have adorned it during the Summer Games. Police escorted visitors away from the area around 3 p.m. local time, some 15 minutes after the man was spotted. Some people briefly locked on the second floor of the tower were allowed to exit around 30 minutes later. More than 30,000 police officers were deployed around Paris on Sunday. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A police officer in Ferguson, Missouri was injured in an assault outside the city's police station during a protest. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Travis Brown remains in the hospital while his police chief claims that hostile treatment is not necessarily uncommon for police officers in Ferguson, Missouri, and it hasn't been since Michael Brown's death back in 2014. So Chief Doyle says Officer Brown is fighting for his life in the hospital with a severe brain injury. He was knocked down. That happened while officers attempted to make arrest after protesters broke a fencing outside the police department. The protest marked 10 years since Michael Brown's death. A white police officer shot and killed Brown during a confrontation. The Department of Justice investigated that shooting and found that it was legally justified.
Two other officers were hurt and treated at the scene. One suspect was charged with assault of a special victim, resisting arrest, and property damage.
The campaign of former President Donald Trump says it was hacked, blaming suspects in Iran.
The Trump campaign made its assertion Saturday night that Iran was behind the release of internal documents. No specific evidence of Iran's responsibility has come from the campaign. This incident comes just days after U.S. intelligence said it had seen some escalation by Iran to interfere with the November election. The National Security Council said in a statement it takes interference threats seriously and has deferred any further comment to the Justice Department. Iran's mission to the United Nations says it denies any link to a hack of any U.S. campaign. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volumes still pretty high, but they are starting to thin out just a little bit there. So things looking a little bit better out there on the roadways. The traffic conditions looking very good out there. And the gasoline prices, $3.35 a gallon on average, maybe $3.37 at the high end. I've spotted some better ones out there, including North Bays Road, about Central and Mays Road. We've got the $3.32 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Some shower and storm chances stick around into the start of the new week. For our Monday, though, only a 10% chance, mostly to partly cloudy skies and a warmer afternoon as we get up to a high of 90 degrees. A southeast breeze going to be light, switching out of the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, 72 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. How would you like to go to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, hosted by Mac Shows, September 14th and 15th? It's at Century 2, September 14th and 15th. You'd like a chance to get a couple of tickets? Well, just text Mac, M-A-C, to the number 20357. This is open, and your chance to win until about 11 o'clock this morning, so do it now if you wish. Text Mac, M-A-C, to the number 20357. That's again the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, September 14th and 15th at Century 2. 8:13, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And the high yesterday was just 81 degrees. Not bad. Normal high about was 92 degrees for that date.
We were pretty, quite a bit lower than that yesterday.
Lower.
It was really nice.
But we got a little bit more information about, we've been sharing about the big heat wave of 1936. Here in Kansas, which was killer. And on this date in 1936, Wichita reached its all-time record high, 114 degrees, ugh, hottest day ever. And this had been the sixth straight day of 100-degree-plus heat and the fourth straight day in which the temperature had reached or exceeded 110 degrees. Wow. Overall, Wichita recorded triple-digit heat each afternoon from August 7th to the 26th, a span of 20 days. And as we've pointed out before, this is 1936. There's really no such thing as the air conditioning.
Nobody had air conditioning.
Like we have today. Ooh. So I don't know. There were fans, I guess. But
you had to deal with that. Had to get the air circulating somehow.
Tough, tough summer there.
And they didn't have forecasts at 7 to 10 days out. They didn't know if it was going to be 100 degrees the next 7 days in a row. They didn't know. You just wake up and the weather is what it is that day.
I don't see any statistics or any information on that, but how many people actually died from heat problems. But I'll bet you there were quite a few. Quite a few. A makeshift aquarium established by two longtime Brooklyn residents in a sidewalk tree pit, often flooded by leaky high fire pits, has stirred controversy. They're raising fish in this thing in the middle of Brooklyn. Oh. So they shut her down, and the aquarium guys, their makeshift aquarium, they're not happy. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
2 weeks down, 2 weeks to go with our daily training camp reports from the Kansas City Chiefs with the play-by-play voice of Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs coming off that road game at Jacksonville on Saturday right here on KNSS. A lot to talk about, so let's say good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Good morning, American Ag Credit. And thank you for making it possible at agloan.com, 800-800-8865. Yes. Loss in Jacksonville, and we're back at it today in St. Joseph.
I'm almost surprised you're still not on the air trying to explain the safety and the kickoff rule.
Oh, boy. That put a burr up my butt.
Yeah.
If people follow me on Twitter/X, I gave it 24 hours, but honestly, Jacksonville found a loophole in the law. Give Cam Little credit, the Jacksonville kicker. We thought his early kicks, he's just trying to kick it into the end zone and not being tricky to land it into the 0 to 20 landing zone that I talked about with you guys over the last couple of weeks. What he did is landed in the end zone and it spun back into the field of play. Now, in years past, into the end zone, that one bounce would be dead ball, ball at the 30, which is the way it was kind of explained. But then the ball comes back in play saying, no, it has to be down in the end zone under this new rule. So give Jacksonville credit, but it has caused a stir throughout the league of going, did we cover this part of this new rule? So I put it out on Twitter. It's out there. People are wailing and gnashing of teeth. But, yeah, that one got us, along with some other special teams issues, 73-yard kickoff return in the new rule, 28-yard net punt, a muffed punt. It wasn't a great night.
But my impression of this new rule is you've lined up like you're in a line of scrimmage, right? And the kickoff, and the guy gets, and now he's got a 20-yard run to the line of scrimmage. Well, heck, I can get first downs doing that. I like the old rule. Okay.
Well, it sounded cool, but I don't know. It's clunky, I think, is what one NFL writer said, but it's two, like I said on the air, on your air, I said two Revolutionary War skirmish lines staring at each other like 5 yards apart. But the guys can't, nobody can move until the ball hits the ground or is received. So Harrison Butker, I did catch up with Butt. He's had to completely change his kicking style. And I asked him with this new kickoff rule how he's had to change his whole mind, body, soul as it comes to kickoffs.
I've worked on it a ton, especially this training camp. Normally we have kickoff return during practice, and then we're doing it in the walkthrough after. And the biggest thing that I need to work on is hitting these low line drive kicks. So your whole career, from high school, college, to my first 7 years in the league, you want to hit high hang time balls as far as possible. Now you're like a golfer. It's a finesse shot. You want to hit it, you know, sub 3 second hang time, try to get it on the ground, create hang time, because I think what the fans maybe don't realize is when that ball hits the ground, the kickoff team can now move. So if I can get a ball on the ground that the returner has to run to pick up, well, now the kickoff team is probably down to the 35-30 yard line, and we can really pin them down close. But I also have to make sure my approach to the ball looks the same, so the returners won't know if I'm kicking the ball to the left or to the right, and ideally that ball is outside the numbers and it's a line drive getting on the ground.
Jacksonville, the Arkansas rookie kicker, took it to another level. He did all of that that put it into the end zone, where it's no longer dead when it bounces. Four now, although that rule could change as soon as the end of preseason. But it just creates havoc. And honestly, in this instance, where you're talking, Steve, if you catch it on the fly, yeah, you can get upfield and get to maybe the 30. But if you do what Cam Little did or what Butker said he's trying to do, and is doing pretty well, then the kickoff coverage team has way too much of an advantage because they're standing in your face within nanoseconds, and it's very hard to block when you're coming full speed at me and I'm 5 yards away from you trying not to block you in the back and get a penalty. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, beyond that, what are the takeaways from the game on Saturday?
Yeah, where do we go from there, boys? And Ted, great question. You brought it up, but man, you struck a nerve. And yeah, anyway, the biggest issue would be Hollywood Brown's injury.
Yeah.
And I wish we had our Sedgwick County physicians who love to listen to the segment and our Plopa Friday reports, because it's part of their AMA accreditation now. But the injury to Hollywood Brown, which you don't want to have in any preseason game or any injury or anything, is similar to the Tyreek Hill injury in Jacksonville, ironically, of 2019. So I'm going to try to get this right. The sternoclavicular injury, and it's I don't know if it's a fracture, a slight fracture, but what's so dangerous about it, it is where the sternum connects with the clavicle. But that is close to arteries, and it's actually proven fatal in some other instances. And so when Tyreek Hill had the injury in 2019, they took him immediately by ambulance to the hospital, and they did the same with Hollywood Brown. So I don't want to put – there's going to be more information on it. Coach will give out more information, Rick Burkholder, our athletic trainer. But you got to get ready if you're Chiefs Kingdom. We've been so excited about Hollywood Brown. We talked about him last week. We featured him last Tuesday. You may have to prepare not to play the opener without Hollywood. You're going to have to play the opener without Hollywood Brown.
Yep, we'll hope for good news on that front. Yeah. What is it for the Chiefs now back to a training camp? What's on cap today?
Oh, this is the hardest 3 days of camp. I tell you this every year. Just be second hardest or hardest because you got to go right back. This is Steve at Boy Scout camp, and then they go to Joyland back in the day, and then they go right back to Boy Scout camp to work on knotting the rope. Like, what? We're going back? And that's the feeling here. But it's raining here today. It rained overnight a good deal. There's a real chance we'll go indoors, but still, it's scheduled to be in pads today. So three practices in pads, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, prior to breaking camp on Thursday. And this is the test of wills. This is the test, especially coming off a game where Jacksonville kind of beat you up. Jacksonville was the more physical team. And so there's a lot to do here in a short period of time, but you will challenge the toughness of this team this week.
If you're a player on the roster that did not have a good day on Saturday, things start to get a little more clenched.
And the lead person there, I don't mind telling you, is a guy I've been bragging up, Nico Remigio, had a bad night. He could have had a touchdown if he keeps his feet on the ground on a throw from Chris Oladokun. Instead, he has the ball ripped from him. Now, he was fortunate it was ruled down. He muffs a punt. He runs a wrong route. He basically spilled his homework or spilled milk on his homework. And so he gets shoved back in the race at wide receiver. But again, he's got up, yes. And there's a lot of guys that had bad nights that need to have a good 3 days here.
All right. We'll get back at it tomorrow with more great discussion with Mitch Holtis. Mitch, have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Cam Little, for bringing up the loophole way to do it now instead of the regular season.
Right. You got that right. All right. We speak with Mitch every morning with a training camp report, courtesy of American Ag Credit.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minutes, Sean questions the vice president candidate's military claims. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 72 degrees. Special visitors are in Wichita today. Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, will be hosted by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Boeing is reacquiring Spirit AeroSystems for $3.8 billion. Senator Moran tells KNSS News, Boeing Chairman of the Board, Steve Mollenkopf, is also invited to be here.
Please come to Wichita. Wichita needs to hear and see what your plans are. You need to meet with employees. You need to get acquainted with the community. You need to demonstrate a commitment as Boeing to Kansas.
Spirit is Wichita's largest employer. A body was found as firefighters battled a house fire Saturday morning in South Wichita. This was in the 1200 block of South Market. First responders found flames in a three-story building, which had been boarded up. Crews located a person inside the building who was pronounced dead at the scene. Fire officials say the death appears to be unrelated to the fire. The Wichita City Council will return to their regular scheduled Tuesday morning meeting after a Thursday night meeting last week. The council will discuss a proposed ethics ordinance that would replace the city's code of ethics for elected and appointed officials. The council will also discuss changes recommended by Wichita Police to improve animal service procedures and ordinances. Council will hear more public comments on the proposed 2025 city budget. And after Tuesday, the public will have just one more time to do that. And that's next Tuesday after that, August 20th. Price of gasoline has been coming down once again, with the price of regular unleaded dropping 6 cents in the past 2 weeks for a nationwide average of $3.53 a gallon. Prices are also 37 cents lower than this time last year. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says,
right now, the high average in our survey was San Francisco Bay at 4.64, and the low was Jackson, Mississippi, 2.94. Between those, we have Denver at 3.33, Long Island, 3.41, and Indianapolis, 3.54.
While typically oil causes the change in price, Lundberg says a Midwest refinery coming back online after being shut down because of bad weather led to the decrease. Democrats are pushing back against Republican claims that Vice President Kamala Harris is not answering media questions about her policies.
Both men on the Republican ticket, former President Donald Trump and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, have claimed Vice President Harris is dodging the media when it comes to the policies behind her run for the White House. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said on ABC's This Week, it's only been 3 weeks for the vice president as a candidate, and there's a debate coming in September.
To me, that is going to be a premier moment where you're going to see these very different visions for the country and very different people.
After a recent rally, Vice President Harris answered some media questions, saying her policies will be released in the coming days. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Steve and Ted of the Morning, KNSS 851 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
National gas prices dropped 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
Two.
Pedestrian from Overland Park killed when hit by a truck in Harvey County.
One.
Boeing top executives visit Wichita in advance of Boeing reacquiring Spirit AeroSystems. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show that things are starting to look pretty good out there in traffic. Traffic conditions good. Traffic volumes down. Gasoline prices, best I found out there in the Wichita area this morning, at around 119th West and Central, 327 a gallon. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for morning rain, then mostly sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. For Tuesday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 92 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, 72 degrees. And we have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. And the Dow is opening at, down 196 points. S&P's down 12. And the NASDAQ is down 12 points.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, a Wichita developer is set to break ground on a housing development in Mays. Schellenberg Development is going to start building Oakmont. It's a 40-acre residential development on the east side of 119th Street West, between 37th and 45th North. That's directly south of Eagle's Nest. And then residential development manager Dylan Schellenberg says the development will have 99 single-family housing lots. Marv Schellenberg is founder and president of Schellenberg Development. Said the project is focused on entry-level housing, prices starting at $225,000.
While apartment rents have been on the rise locally, renters can still get more for their dollar in Wichita than in any other large U.S. metro. Now, that's according to a new Rent Cafe study, which found that a monthly budget of $1,500 for an apartment provides an average of 1,359 square feet in Wichita, tops among the 100 biggest cities in the country. It's the third straight year Wichita has led the list from the National Apartment Search website. For comparison, the same monthly rent would net just 228 square feet in Manhattan, New York City. That's according to the report. As it did in last year, Toledo, Ohio comes in number two. And in Toledo, a $1,500 per month apartment offers 1,345 square feet on average. So we're number one. And that's business news, local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve at 10 in the morning, and this is the 12th day of August and celebrating a big birthday today, and that is Lynette Woodard. She's turning 65 today. Lynette Woodard, who she's a basketball player.
Wichita
a great
sports icon.
Yeah, at North High, she was two state champs with North. Yeah. And then she went to KU and played basketball there.
Four-time All-American at KU.
Yeah. And then she wound up the first woman to play for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm.
And had a career there. So, yeah. Fine person.
Right out of Wichita, Kansas.
I've only met her one time and talked to her for about 3 minutes. And she impressed me as just a great person. She's a neat person. And she's having a birthday. Happy birthday, Lynette Woodard.
How about that?
Coming up, the Glenn Beck program on KNSS, reporter Cheryl Atkinson is going to talk about the fight for free speech. Top of the hour news this morning, Israel on high alert after a rocket attack. And if you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day with Stephen Hinn in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.